I remember it like it was yesterday. The year was... Okay, maybe I don't remember it like it was yesterday.
That changed quick.
No, I think it was either 1999 or 2000. One of the two. When this song came out.
I was going to say 2008.
No ways. You would have been long off. Yeah, it was either 1999 or 2000. Could have even been like the end of 1998. I don't know. But if you remember, let us know. Mafi Izolo, Loot. And then we kicked off the hour with the one and only Alicia Keys and EVE. One of the greatest rappers to ever come out. And that's pretty much it, man. That's how you start the show. That's how you start the hour. You know? You can hit us up now and Jimo Twala, Twala Mo Twala, Twalisi Regista. Let us know what's up. And of course, Kaya Idols will always be a thing.
I just wanna rock with you all night long. Oh, I wanna rock you. I just wanna rock with you all night long. It reminds me of my wife's thoughts. I used to print the lyrics at my dad's office because I wanted to know the actual song, the actual lyrics of the song.
Dude, I used to play this song in the clubs and it would get everybody crazy, especially the ladies. And the trick is, you must always play for ladies. Don't play for the guys. Don't come to a club and play DMX. Then everyone's like, ah, what's going on? But if you play for the ladies, then the club erupts. Then the guys are like, ah, let me join in on the fun. You see? That's how you get it rolling.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
After school, seven jalo. Our scissors. I couldn't see the put. I so figgy. Sega, queen, Sega, core. Hey, Sizwe. See a bong on page on the street on the air. See as good to the shiny number, Shungo Tuli parts.
Straight up. Sugama Pepek Salama Kalbois. Shout outs to you as well.
It's up. Segunjalo. After school is after school. Yeah, Mrs. Wana. I'm gonna now, and gonna now, Mrs. Wana, and gonna now, because Lami. Sagzwagan, you, Charlie Woos, I'm also touching it's a copper lap. Sanjangzwang, and figure your date. What a guy. Move an hour. Woza, Sibone. Sign in, lap, and look in, Lana. Tumelo, you very danko.
Sharp, Tumelo. Kinile Huma, why are you pulling funny faces?
Was I pulling funny faces?
You were, Neskochila. I punch like a Liskoch. Look like Huma Mumpundis.
I am, actually.
It's a nice jacket.
Thank you. And it's getting nice so pizza. Small because of Mama Guinea in July. Okay. I'll lose weight.
Oh, man. So everybody's going through things. One of our team members, Natasha, was telling us she hasn't had electricity for 4 days. And now they're saying she may not have electricity for 4 days more. And I thought to myself, well, that's kind of harsh, but at least it's not cold anymore. And if you were to choose between not having water or electricity, I'd choose not having electricity any day. Mm. See, not having water, that's a problem.
Yep. I also didn't have electricity for about 2 weeks. So,
oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I even remember the joy that she exclaimed when they told her electricity was back.
Yep, yeah. So, I mean, I've got like the gas stove, rechargeable lights, so I'm sorted. So, I don't have a problem. If electricity goes again, I'm just like, I got this. Yeah.
And so, you prefer to have no electricity?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I prefer to actually go without water. I feel like I can find water somewhere else.
Really?
I feel like not having electricity is going to inconvenience my life at so many levels. I can't charge my phone. There's no laptop to use. I cannot iron my clothes. I cannot cook. So how am I going to get fed?
You can't cook with water either, without water either. And you Dude, forget ironing your clothes. You can't bath without water. What are you ironing?
Sure, but I can spin water somewhere, you know?
You can buy it.
I can fetch some from the stream and hopefully boil it. You know, let's go back in time.
Nods, bro. No. Give me water.
Where, I see where Tara Lynn is coming from, but yeah. she's speaking from like levels point of view, because she's like, food, I could Uber Eats that if I need this, but I need my stuff charged, because if my phone is dead, I can't get the food ordered.
Yeah.
But I think from a basic point, electricity is a convenience.
Yeah.
And water is life and death.
Yeah, that's, it's a necessity. True.
Especially during a pandemic where you need to keep things washed and cleaned. Mm-hmm. You'd get so sick if you go for a week without water.
Okay, Sandman.
Has he convinced you?
I was agreeing with you. I was like, I see where you're coming from.
But he's not.
You
basically like, yo, I agree with you. Then you proceeded to dismantle her point with facts. That's just like, I'm okay, Sandman. The look of despondence in her face, she was like, oh, okay.
I actually need water.
I mean, like, give me that any day. Dude, I can get so much done with just water. Please. Mm-hmm. Hold that electricity thing,
I can bry every day for food.
Dude, I can even boil the water using a fire.
That's how I learned to bry, actually, because there was no electricity.
You see,
it takes
now.
2 hours to make a fire.
Yo, that was so rough.
Yeah, so just give me the water, please. What do you prefer? No electricity or no water? Hit us up 086-00-00959. Then hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959.